This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Colorado's population is aging. It's estimated that by the year 2020, more than 90,000 residents over the age of 65 will have Alzheimer's. In preparation, some advocates are developing and testing some innovative therapies to help this growing population. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has more on one unusual program that's showing results.
Inside a small and plainly decorated room at North Glen Heights Memory Care Facility, volunteer Dale Jones is walking slowly around a circle of older adults.
This is a morning dove. I'll let you hold on to that this morning.
Jones is giving out colorful plush birds that fit neatly in their hands.
Yeah, you can just hold on to it, and if you want to listen to it sing, press right here in the middle.
Right through the middle.
Yeah, there's a little, there you go.
Just push it.
Just push it, a squeak on you.
The toy birds are loosely modeled after real ones, with chirps that match their species. Soon, the room sounds almost like a forest.
It squeaks. I've never seen that before.
It may seem a little strange, but these plush birds are part of a therapeutic educational program for adults with dementia. Tyler Edmondson, with Bird Conservancy of the Rockies, is leading today's Bird Tales class. It's about feathers.
And so that's what we're going to focus on today. And we actually brought some really amazing feathers from real birds today for you to feel and look at.
Edmondson passes around feathers and gives each resident a chance to participate.
And Chuck, it looks like we have your house finch down here on the ground with some really amazing red feathers. What colors do you see on your bird?
Bird.
It's a pretty great bird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real flat.
Not everyone is alert, but Edmondson speaks directly even to residents that seem asleep. He touches feathers to their skin and gives them birds to hold.
We want to make sure they have a chance to have a response, even if we can't discern it or see it.
North Glen Heights Activities Director Gabriela Dimos Santos says she was a little skeptical of the program at first.
When I came in, I had no idea what to expect.
But then she saw how it calmed residents and improved their moods. Take Chuck, who earlier called his bird flat. He's typically irritable and difficult to work with. Dimos Santos says there were just two things that calm him down.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme and bird tails would brighten up his day anytime, that's for sure.
She believes one reason for the program's success is it works on many levels.
What's really nice about bird tails is it captures many different senses. You have visual, you have the physical touch, you hear the sound of the birds.
Bird Tales was developed in 2011 by an Audubon Society educator and a memory care specialist in Connecticut. It's now spread to facilities in Texas and two in Colorado. It's not completely clear why dementia patients respond to it so well, but its connection to nature may be one reason.
Even if you really weren't much of an outdoorsy person, everyone can relate to hearing the birds or hearing the robin in the spring.
Jennifer Dibert is a gerontologist who analyzed bird tails as part of her master's research at Miami University of Ohio. She says scientists have shown exposure to nature can improve health.
Research shows that it really reduces stress, improves your mood, reduces depression, anger, anxiety. It enhances your feelings of pleasure.
As the Bird Tales program comes to an end, Edmondson asked the residents to use their birds one last time.
What we'd love for you to do is have them sing together, see if we can create a chorus.
Then he and the other volunteers say it's time to return the birds to their nest. Not everyone wants to give theirs up, but that's okay, he says. They'll get them at the next Bird Tales program in just a couple weeks. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.